Good morning. It's always a joy to have you with us. This is the Word for Life Radio Ministry, and we've been talking to Tony and Lana Colland and their daughter Catherine, and they are serving in church planting in Russia. And as we left the program last time, we were learning about their opportunities for ministry in a communistic country where everything's against the law. Having a Bible's against the law, going to church against the law. But yet, Tony, you decided you wanted to just do something for Christ, and so you began to work and starting a Christian camp for kids and training for Sunday school teachers. Now, Tony will be talking to us in Russian. His daughter, Catherine, will be translating. And so, Tony, how old were you when you began to put these Christian camps together for children?
Мне было тогда 21 год.
I was about 21 years old.
И в это время начался рушиться Советский Союз.
And during that time the Soviet Union began to collapse.
Стало более немножко свободнее.
Life became a little bit more freer.
Okay.
И во многих церквах в это время во время Советского Союза во многих церквах не было детского служения.
And during the Soviet Union, very few churches had children's ministries.
И поэтому мы сначала начали помогать делать именно воскресные школы.
So one of our first ministries was to help these churches create Sunday schools.
Во-вторых, помогать и проводить семинары для детских работников.
And then have seminars for the future children's church workers.
И, естественно, в то время у нас не было копировальных машин.
And, of course, we didn't have copy machines at that time.
Поэтому мы копировали все детские пособия, ложили стекло, снизу свет и обводили все.
So we put all of our materials on a glass sheet of paper, and then we would have a light underneath, and then we would trace over our materials with.
И поэтому мы много именно делали для церкви вот так ночами даже.
We would trace over with a new sheet of paper, that old sheet of paper, and so
that's
how we copy.
That was your copy machine.
That was our copy machine.
So what I'm hearing you say is, no children ministries until it began to loosen up a little bit. Now my wife and I have been to China a couple of times. It was against the law to even teach anybody under the age of 18. Is that the way it was in Russia?
В каких-то церквах было, в каких-то не было.
Some churches had children's ministries, but a lot did not.
Okay.
Естественно, до 18 лет не разрешалось ходить в церковь.
And just like in China, it was illegal for even a child to enter church.
Даже в русскую православную церковь.
No children were also not allowed in the Eastern Orthodox Church during the Soviet Union.
То есть во время Советского Союза, когда было Рождество или Пасха, то были наряды милиции, которые не пускали детей до 18 лет.
Quite often during Christmas, Easter, or other special celebrations, you'd have police standing before the front of the church to make sure no children would enter.
I see. Lana, were you involved in these children's ministries as well?
Yes, from young age, it was also privilege and blessing because I grew up a little bit in a different church, and our church was much larger.
Okay.
And maybe less was persecution on this time locally.
Right.
And we have such a great opportunity to work as young age, from 18 years old, I became like a Bible teacher for children.
Okay.
And I was in a choir and an orchestra. We have a youth choir in the church and many different opportunities.
And no persecution for that?
It was, definitely. And even as I told before, it was the push down in a school and some colleges if kids are going. And I remember how the people from government came to the church and sit up front and write the names.
And the names of the people coming in, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And you can't freely say I'm Christian, or if you say, there will be looking kind of weird for you
right.
in many places. But we try being together, and our church was kind of large amount of people.
Well, that's great. Okay. So you met there in that children's ministry?
Yeah, and what is the interest that we met with Tony during the seminars in one location, and okay. It was in Kazakhstan. Later we met in Kyiv, and it was later, and it was such a great opportunity from Finland teachers come.
Okay.
And Tony was come, and another kind of brothers was gathering and share good news and shared the...
going on in their country.
Yeah, and yeah. Sharing the how the work on this ministry, they are sharing the...
Right, yeah, right.
What kind of experience...
what God is doing.
Yes, yeah. What kind of experience they are having in one part of Soviet Union, another part of Soviet Union. We came together as the workers.
To encourage each
and
other.
Encourage each other, yes.
And so... You thought, Tony, that you could encourage her more if she was married to you?
Старался.
I tried to.
Well, it looks like it worked well. So after you met, how long was it before you guys married?
Мы встречались несколько раз, но мы не думали вообще о свадьбе сначала. Несколько раз, когда мы встречались.
The first few times we met, we never thought we would get married.
Но когда я решил уже жениться...
But when I decided it was time for me to marry...
После этого мы встречались в течение 3 месяцев только.
We only met together a few times in the course of 3 months.
Not just few times, Catherine. We met 3 months, but kind of this is even 3 months. It was short, like they.
3 months is pretty short in America. I don't know what it's like in Russia, but.
Если только ты решил жениться.
In my country, if you have decided that you want to get married.
От того, что ты долго-долго тянешь.
And if you try to. Meet for long periods of time.
Все равно не поможет.
It won't help you.
Один пожилой мужчина сказал так.
One elderly brother in my church said it this way.
Он говорит, охотник ходит один раз.
A hunter shoots quick and hard and only once.
Oh.
Нужно увидеть.
Yeah, nice.
И тут же.
You see it? You want it, you shoot at it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's quite a philosophy.
It's funny.
A hunter shoots quick and fast. All right. Well, it worked, obviously.
Работает.
It works.
Даже до сих пор.
It works to this day.
To this day. That's what happened with your daughter, right?
She came приехала помогать нам, и через четыре месяца уже была свадьба.
She came to help us for the summer.
This is your daughter now.
Yes.
Yes.
And 1.5 months later, she's engaged, and 4 months, she's married.
Yeah, she was going to school here in the States, went home for the summer, and then we found out, oh, she's not coming back. She got what? What do you mean she got married? How in the world does that happen? Now, you started a church shortly thereafter, that's correct? You were still single when you started this church?
Нет, я уже был женатый.
No, I was married at this time.
И мы уже имели тогда двоих детей.
And we had 2 kids at this time.
Okay, okay. Now, was it still illegal to have a church?
В то время уже было свободно.
At that point, there was freedom.
В это время уже Советский Союз поломался.
The Soviet Union broke apart at this point.
И поэтому было очень легко делиться, и можно было очень проповедовать в школах, делать лагеря.
And so it was very easy to share your faith with others. You were able to go preach in schools, in other government facilities, and to create camps.
Мы сначала занимались детьми, проповедовали по школам, по детским домам.
First, we went to orphanages and we preached there, and then we went to several different schools.
После этого показывали фильмы «Иисус» по Евангелию от Луки в кинотеатрах.
After this, we would rent out movie theaters and we'd show the movie of Jesus.
И очень много людей интересовалось и хотело это делать.
And there were many people that were very interested in our work.
И поэтому после этого мы решили в одном из районов... нашего города именно начать церковь.
And so after a few months of doing this, we decided in one of the regions of the city to start our church.
И мы начали церковь.
And we started our church.
Okay. Then some circumstances changed and you came to America. I think your parents lived in America then?
Да, в это время уже мои и Светланы родители жили в Америке.
Yes, at this point, both my parents and my wife's parents were already immigrated to the States.
Okay. And so you came back to the States. Did you ever think you would go back to this area in church planting again?
Я думал, что если только Бог позволит, мы бы поехали.
I thought, well, if God allows me to, I will go back.
Но в то же время у нас было трое детей.
But at the same time, we had three children.
И я не думал о том, что Бог призовет нас это делать.
And I honestly didn't think God would call us back.
И поэтому мы сконцентрировались о том, чтобы правильно воспитать детей и дать хорошее образование, чтобы они могли поехать миссионерами.
So we began to raise up our children so that maybe they could go back.
Okay.
And they could go become missionaries and church planters.
И поэтому мы начали бизнес свой, мы начали очень много работать, детей отдали в частную школу.
And so we started our own businesses, we sent our kids to private schools.
Но у Бога свои планы.
But God had his own plans.
Он призвал нас обратно ехать.
He called us back into the ministry.
And that was how long ago?
Это было в 2003 году.
That was in 2003.
Okay. All right. Now you, Catherine, are going to be staying here in the States now, in Virginia, and taking some schooling online. You're going to be studying what?
Well, I hope to be studying both music and international relations. I don't know where God will lead me next, but I'm praying and seeing.
Obviously, with your background, international relationships would probably open many doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Yes. Whatever the Lord has in mind.
I have no idea, but whatever he will bring, I'm sure it will be an adventure.
Do you know anybody else in international relationships?
I know of a few people that work in peace relations, in government translating, and UN translating.
Right. Okay. Wow, that's exciting. I know you're just kind of going, okay, Lord, what's next? What a blessing just to watch, as the songwriter said, Jesus led me all the way, led me step by step each day. I'll tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. And that's exactly how God has worked in your family, and we're excited about what God is still doing in your church and with Catherine and helping fill that void, right, Mama?
Yes.
As you go back.
Yes, and we trust to the Lord and everything possible with the Lord and right. Trust to him.
Knowing God's going to lead your daughter just like he leads you. Well, folks, be sure to join us next time. Thanks so much for today. God bless you.